news for Friday, September 25th, 2009, with Marlenka on mic and Yahalom in studio. Starting with the weather report. Chances for rain continue. Temperatures range between 26 and 32 degrees, and winds have shifted out of the southwest now, 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. Here's Suresh talking about films, in particular, Giannini, a film he viewed at the Oroville Film Fest showing this week through Sunday. We've got this Oroville Film Festival going on. I understand you've seen one of the films. Could you give us an idea how that was?
The one that I watched was with Johnny, and it was played by some young children in it. And as I watched it, I was very impressed, and I laughed to the core, because the idea was very simple and it was very basic, but it was great. It was nothing, you know, they really had to think. It was a basic, simple concept, that he was a magician and then he made things disappear and reappear, and which was amazing. I enjoyed watching it.
What do you think about the film festival itself? We've not had anything like this here before.
I think it's also the film festival, I feel it's kind of recognition to Oroville. People from outside world will know that there are things happening in AV, and we would invite more fresh ideas, because this never happened before. When I was a kid, we were never even, we had this, you know, thought of having a film festival. But now, as it is happening, I find it great. And the other day I opened the newspaper and then I had a huge article, and I was happy to read about that a film festival like this is happening in AV. And I feel more of it should happen. And I think in the next film festival I will participate as a director or filmmaker.
That was my next question, if you intend to make a film. Because you're involved with films, I hear.
Yeah, I am. And I love filmmaking. And it's just that I had very less time. My schedule was not working with. So, but the next film festival, and I hope it should happen.
It will. This is going to be biennial.
Okay. And if it happens, you would watch my films in the next film festival.
Okay. Thanks, Suresh. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marlenka.
Here's an innovative concept conceived by Orovillian Martanda. Invite someone you randomly choose from the telephone directly on a weekly basis. If everyone were to do this, it would mean a chain reaction of people getting to know one another in a setting where people could meet, listen, and be there for one another. All are invited to participate. Just open the directory, close your eyes, and spontaneously pick the name of your next dinner guest. Follow the Human Food Unity blog at humanfoodunity.blogspot.com. The Oroville Resident Assembly Service convenes a meeting on Varuna Electricity Wind Generator Project, Tuesday, October 6, 5 p.m., Town Hall Conference Room. Arjun, Carol, Michael, Toby, and Uli from Varuna, and Panasami of Abri Electrical Service clarify what this project is about and how it relates to Oroville. The wind generator has started to produce electricity. As the system to wheel this electricity into Oroville is not yet in place, the electricity generated will be sold to the Tamil Nadu Electricity Board. Meanwhile, Varuna is offering half the income to Oroville, the remaining half to be invested in new windmills. Information on windmills has been posted on OrovilleNet. Here's Albert Einstein's definition of insanity: doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the result to be different. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.